Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
When your coffee is freshly roasted and ethically sourced, it's music to your ears. Shake up the way you wake up at kingscoastcoffee.com.
Welcome to episode 152 of Star Wars and Scotch. It's Tim, it's Kevin, and we are back after a week. I would say rest, but I wouldn't. That's not the case at all. It was just a week off of not podcasting. That was it.
Yeah.
And we don't sleep in. Tim goes to the gym. My kids are up at the ass crack of dawn. How's Kyler doing with daylight savings?
Fine. Yeah, really well.
Not Jules.
Took to it like a champ.
Nope. Jules was in my room at 10 to 6 this morning.
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Kyler, we started a whole like a colored light thing with Kyler when he was really little.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was part of like sleep training. And like the light turns red when it's bedtime and the light turns blue when it's time for you to get up and go play. And then green means it's time to start the day. And so the light turns blue and he doesn't even come into the room. He just opens his door to the playroom and then just goes and plays.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. We have one of those too, but much like her father, my daughter doesn't give a shit.
Hmm.
Tim's just nodding for the audio listeners because he knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. The other one, he's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's like his mother.
Yeah, the little one though.
Yeah, no, my mom used to say, "You're the curse my mother wished upon me," and I used to get really offended, but now I get it.
Ah, the curse continues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she'll be very successful later in life because of all this, but
just blame Danielle.
I can't because she's just like me.
No, but yeah, but she made her, so
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I like that. We're going to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
How's Fortnite?
Fortnite's wild, dude. You know, if it wasn't for King's Coast Coffee, I wouldn't be able to play Fortnite at the level that I've been playing, Kevin.
And
tell you what.
How does King's Coast Coffee help you play at the level you've been playing, Tim?
Boy, howdy, Kevin. When you sip on a delicious cup of freshly roasted King's Coast Coffee, Your shots have never been more cracked. Your 90s have never been cranked so fast. Let me tell you what. You sip on that King's Coast, and you're going to never look back. KingsCoastCoffee.com.
There you have it. KingsCoastCoffee.com.
Nailed it.
Look out for holiday stuff, too. KingsCoastCoffee.com. But if you'd like to come to Fortnite Con, I mean GCX, then you should probably get your tickets soon. GCXEvent.com. Holidays are coming up, Black Friday,
Fortnite,
all that stuff.
Fortnite Con? Is Ninja coming again?
Yeah. We're just throwing everything back to 2018.
Just going back to 2018. All right, so GCX is still in Orlando. Okay, in Orlando.
Tampa Convention Center.
No. I'm trying to make sure people don't get confused. It's still in Orlando, okay?
It's at Rose and Jingle Creek.
Still in Orlando, at the Rose and Jingle Creek Resort. All right. Tickets are available. GCXEvent.com. Please. God, really?
I was listening to Star Wars and Scotch, and they said they were going back to Tampa.
You know, that's what would happen. And then Shane would have to deal with the emails, and it's just not worth it.
Ninja will most likely not be at GCX this year.
No, he's not coming.
I mean, there's always a chance, but the only person I guarantee you that shows up to GCX is Tifu. That's it.
Unannounced. Unannounced will be Tifu.
Unannounced. Buys every his own year. Ticket. We offer him a comp ticket. He says no. And then he shows up for the last 4 hours every single year without fail. He was there again this year. Like, he just shows up. you want a hotel room? Nah. You want a ticket? No, I'm good. Okay. Well, thank you for supporting the event, Turner. And you too could be like Turner and buy your ticket to GCX at gcxevent.com. So, yeah, glad. And anything for holidays for Lab going on?
We'll be announcing the Evergreen items and holiday merch for Darkness 429 via Lab 77 on Black Friday. So stay tuned.
That is
the I announced it yesterday. The holiday theme this year is a homage to all of the years of reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. So this will be like my 8th or 9th year doing it. And this will be my first year doing it on multiple platforms at the same time. So very excited for that. But yeah, there it is. And then some Evergreen items that people have been asking for a while. So there we go. Happy holidays.
Lab77.co. Tim, I
didn't want a Christmas tree in the back. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but are you gonna put a Christmas tree in the back?
I have a small one. I probably should. I wanted to put our tree up on Sunday, but I'm not gonna lie, we were just lazy and didn't do it.
Yeah, I wanted to do it too, and then we got busy.
We'll do it this weekend.
This weekend after I get back from the magic thing, we're doing it.
Yeah. I did want to congratulate you on your Twitch affiliateship, Tim. It's a huge step.
Hashtag bleed purple.
It's a huge step in your career.
Man, I can't, you know, Kevin, if I just keep grinding at this rate, I might be able to make it to partner soon.
But the funniest part is that you're playing Fortnite.
Yeah, but I didn't get partnered for Fortnite. I got partnered for Titanfall.
I know, but it's...
In 2014.
It's just a new era of, like, I'm really grinding that Fortnite for Twitch partnership.
God, I've become one of them.
Oh, man. Yeah, but you can sub to Tim now. That's my point. So make sure you go to twitch.tv/darkness429. You can sub to him there. Hey, listen, if you are a Darkness super fan, you know, one of those people that constantly wants to see him with his shirt off or, you know, begging him to start an OnlyFans, you can sub on YouTube. Not just sub. You can be a supporter. And you can do it on Twitch now. So you can also
do it on TikTok if you really want to go balls to the wall.
Yeah. So if you are in the Tim Superfan Club.
Yeah. If you want to give three super platforms, you know, TikTok, Amazon, and Google your money.
Do you want the darkness in Infinity Gauntlet?
God, I am a slave to the machine. Holy shit. Yeah. But then I'd have to do things that I'm not willing to do, Kevin.
Like
if I wanted to go collect the time stone, I'd have to go to a website that I just don't feel comfortable streaming on. And if I want the mind stone, I'd have to start streaming on Pornhub. So
I didn't know those were the correlations.
The colors, well, I mean, like those are all the colors.
I was gonna say the colors add up. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Red, purple, green,
blue,
orange, yellow.
Isn't there blue?
Blue. Is there blue? No, I think we're getting into Rangers.
Hold on. No.
We just got into Power Rangers. Hold on. I got the Infinity Gauntlet right there. Yeah. Orange, red, green, purple, yellow, and... Oh, no. There is blue. Oh, yeah. Blue's the shit. That's the
Space Stone.
The
Tesseract.
Holy crap. Yeah. So Facebook, Twitch, YouTube,
red,
Pornhub.
Orange.
What's yellow? Oh, yellow could be...
Yellow would be TikTok, because you don't really have another option.
TikTok's black.
There is no black stone.
I guess TikTok could be... Well, yeah, I'm trying to think of a color that TikTok could fill.
It would have to be the yellow one. There's no yellow.
TikTok
unless you're talking about
yellow.
D-Live, the crypto
one.
Yeah,
you could do D-Live.
You could be live. Tim's alive on D-Live. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
So, all right. Nice. So then Facebook... D Live, YouTube, Twitch, He Who Shall Not Be Named, and Pornhub.
Yep.
All right.
That's all I gotta do if I want to collect the Infinity Stones.
You could just make your own darkness, like a black Thanos gauntlet, and then put the actual colors of the platforms that you're streaming on in them.
Yeah, that'll be a good thumbnail one day.
I like that. And then you could do it as a giveaway and give away the...
Oh, actually make it. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I would just say go to a different prop guy.
That could be a fun shirt idea, though.
Just go to a different prop guy than the one who's making your Mando suit.
I'm about to light him on fire.
It is time.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, what do we got for Star Wars?
It's light. It's a light week, but there are some cool rumors and whatnot floating around. But the one that I really wanted to bring here, and this is going to shock you, Tim. This is going to floor you. You are just going to go, wow, Kevin, I cannot believe what you are about to say. He's not. Star Wars Hunters is delayed.
What? No.
Till 2024.
Oh, no. The one game that we thought was canceled is still alive? Wow. That's impressive. What?
What?
I'm honestly surprised that it's not canceled. I thought it was just a dead project.
As someone that is a bit more familiar with game development than I am, only because you've had a look under the hood on a few things.
Yeah.
What the hell is taking so long?
I don't know. They showed off gameplay, didn't they?
Oh, like 3 years ago.
So, okay. So the only thing I could think of is that Disney came in and said, no, this is shit. And they, like, Lucas came in and they said no, and they must have started from the ground up. Like, that's the only thing I could think of. If they showed this off like 3 years ago, I'm pretty sure we saw gameplay at the game a year ago at the Game Awards show, right? Or is it during Star Wars?
No, this had to be longer. It says 1 year on the YouTube video tab, so maybe it got put up later. But it says landing on Switch and mobile devices coming in 2022. So this video is obviously from 2021.
Yeah, this is from September 15th, 2021 is the YouTube IG. Yeah, YouTube Nintendo of America, September 14th, 2021. It's been 2 years since they announced this.
I mean, is the gameplay that bad that they've had to go back to the drawing board over and over again?
But we didn't actually get gameplay. It was all rendered. I'm watching it right now.
There's one gameplay trailer. You're probably watching the cinematic trailer.
Oh, here it is. Star Wars gameplay video from Apple event. This is at the Apple event of Hunters. Oh, it looks really good.
It looks fun. It looks like Star Wars Overwatch.
Oh, man. How do you mess? Yeah, honestly, I have no idea. Unless they just didn't think that it was worth it. I don't know. I have no idea. I honestly, like, I'm watching the gameplay of it, and it looks fun.
Maybe janky. I don't know. It's like.
So a game that was announced in 2021 that was scheduled that we thought for 2022, that in 2023 got pushed back to 2024. What is going on?
In the time it took to develop most of Jedi Survivor.
Yeah.
Because they made that game in 3 years.
This trailer says that it was coming in 2021. So we assumed. We assumed that it was going to come out at the... Okay, and then this trailer says Hunter's coming 2022. So yeah, we assumed that this would come out in the spring of 2022.
Let me ask you something. So the game was originally only supposed to release on Switch and iOS and...
Do you think they ported
Google.
It over to consoles and PC?
Would that take 3 years?
It would take time, but I mean, like, I don't... I mean, I guess it depends on how they dev... it out, like what tools they're using and like what dev kits they have. I don't know. I would assume that, yeah, maybe that's what they did. Maybe they just completely overhauled. That's a great idea. They overhauled the whole system to...
And to make it meet 4K demands and things like that, because neither of those...
To make it be up to date. Maybe they moved it to UE5.
Could be.
Maybe they overhauled the entire thing to UE5.
What was it made on?
I don't know. I don't think we got any details on it, but it looks really clean. But what if they wanted to be more optimized for it to run smoother on devices like on phones and tablets?
It's Unreal, so you might be right.
Yeah, I think they might have waited for a UE5 like to completely come out with all the bells and whistles, and then they just ported it over.
You might be right, because there's a Reddit post from March of 21 talking about how it's on UE4 and that UE5 is in... Wow, literally what you just said is on Reddit. Back in 2021, they're discussing this.
Wow.
Interesting. Because, yeah, the only
because
way...
Because that's what a lot of dev studios did anyways, is that when they... Right around the 2021-2022 period is when UE4 was coming to the end of its life cycle and everyone was talking about UE5. And a lot of dev studios were like, all right, we're going to wait for UE5. Or if they didn't wait, they got the last version of UE4 that had some of the UE5 stuff that was there, like some of like the really cool stuff that was making UE4 like really good.
Yep.
And then a lot of people just waited until UE5 came out and then just ported it over to that.
Yeah, you might be right. I might be right on the console.
I think consoles, with them wanting to push it over to Xbox, PlayStation, think about it. A lot of people are going to be getting consoles this year. because the last couple of years has been really hard to get consoles. But this year, there's a big push for console sales. So a lot more people will have consoles. You could potentially be getting a new Switch soon.
Yep.
And then it's on PC.
Also, the cheaper PlayStation's coming as well.
Mm-hmm.
The slim version of, of 5.
The slimmer. Because there's already a slim version.
That's true. There was the no disc.
The one without the CD mm-hmm. player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we might be right on all accounts here. Yeah, because looking at the mobile market, mobile games print money, but if you can get a mobile game on console or PC, look at Blizzard, perfect example. Remember Diablo Immortal originally? The whole "don't you have phones, don't you" stupid thing from BlizzCon, was that 2020, I think it was, or 19? They got flamed for that, and guess what's on the Blizzard launcher now on Battle.net? It's what? Diablo Immortal. You can play it on your PC. Sure. Yeah. Now the new thing as of last week's BlizzCon is Warcraft Rumble, the new mobile game.
Uh-huh. Mobile game.
They are begging for it to be on PC because it's killing people's battery lives. It's like a battery suck.
Oh, no.
So everyone's like, I would like to continue my progress on PC. Now, not everyone has a tiny little 9-year-old gold farmer in their house like me who can just play it and, you know, improve my Battle.net standing and potentially get me rewards in other other Blizzard games. It makes sense that we're coming into the era where, again, not every mobile game, but a game like this that's considered a competitive shooter. In all fairness, I see this as competition for an Overwatch because it's a hero shooter. It is third person. Yep. what's the other one that you played, the arena one that everyone's freaking out about now? Shooter. It was like a game show almost.
Oh, Realm Royale?
No. You played it more recently, like 2-3 months ago. I don't know if it was sponsored.
It was. Oh, the arena?
Is that what it's called?
The finals.
The finals. That's it. Yes. Everyone loves that game.
Yeah. It's made by the original Battlefield devs.
Yeah. So, I mean, this would be a competitor to that because that was that first person?
It's first person. Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be a third person hero shooter, which I can't think of anything. Maybe Smite, but that's not really a shooter. So it is competition in that realm. So to expand it to more platforms, plus Switch, man, they're just getting eaten alive, putting games that shouldn't be on Switch.
Yeah. I'm not sure what Nintendo's play is. I think it's time for a hardware upgrade, but I don't know what they're doing.
How long has that
been out for? It's been out for like 8 years, isn't it? Longer than that?
It came out the year after I moved to Florida. So 16 to about 8 years.
Yeah.
Coming up on it.
It's crazy.
And even then, though, I don't think they care about ports because they know people are going to port. But today, a few months ago, it was Mortal Kombat. I mean, that was comedy, the comparisons.
Yeah, it looked rough.
Now it's Hogwarts Legacy. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was watching a video this morning. I was like, ooh, this is brutal.
Oh, no.
This is not going to work. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense for them, especially PC, because even if you don't put it on PC, people are just going to use BlueStacks and play it on PC anyway.
I mean, yeah.
So it's you may as well, and you could probably make more money from, I'm assuming, it's free to play, isn't it?
The finals?
No, I'm talking about Hunters.
Oh, I'm trying, that's what I'm looking at right now, I'm trying to see if there's more information on it, and I haven't seen anything as far as like price points or anything like that.
Let's see. It is free to play, confirmed on the website. So it's free to play, yeah. Which means it's going to be microtransaction heavy and skins will be the main driver of revenue. So
yeah, it still just says landing on Switch and iOS and Android. It says arriving in 2023. So they haven't updated anything on the website.
No, this was a press release from.
But they have all of the heroes on their website.
They've had it. We went over them in detail on one of the episodes.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy to me that they have all of this stuff. And still, like, I want, you know what? Here's the thing. I wonder if they would end up putting in known characters, or I wonder if they're going to keep it to just these new characters.
I would say that you just keep it to, you know, heroes and obviously expand on them. You don't want known characters in a situation like this. You don't need them. to tell you the truth.
No, I agree. I'm just trying to figure out what caused them to push this back, because like you've got a freaking Ugnaught in a droid deca.
That is Overwatch.
So cool. You've got this Imperial support trooper, the heavy gunner Sentinel
Soldier 76.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've got all of just like they're kind of, I'm trying to figure out if they even have like a time period. It seems like it's like after episode 6.
I think it's 4, 5, 6 era.
Yeah, I mean, like that's the only thing that would make sense if you have an Imperial trooper like that. I love the Jawas that are stacked on top of each other. Utuni is the name of that character. It's really good.
They're fun. The Mira Luka, I don't remember Diago, the first one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really cool to see a Mira Luka, because we haven't seen them outside of like KOTOR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're for those who don't know, they're the blind race that sees with the Force.
Shoots a slug thrower
Sprocket
rifle.
Sprocket is totally the Mon Calamari. That's totally, what's his name? Zendaya or whatever? Zenyatta?
Zenyatta, yeah.
Zenyatta from Overwatch. That's Audrey's, my daughter. Audrey's girlfriend, that's her main. She's like,
yeah,
full Zenyatta.
That's cool.
And she's nasty. Like, I've played with her before. She has kept my ass alive through some dumb stuff. So,
They've got so much gameplay like on the website.
I know.
I'm blown away. If you click on the characters, it shows their abilities and what they do.
Are you going to be a Reeve main, Tim?
I don't know, dude. The Diago looks sick. Probably Reeve or like Amara Vex, the bounty hunter. Looks pretty
Diago
cool.
Diago looks like a cross between who's the spider lady from Overwatch, sharpshooter?
Widowmaker.
Widowmaker, and his name's not McCree anymore. I forgot what they changed it to.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He looks like a cross between the two of them.
And then they have a Mandalorian Vanguard, Aaron Tall, who's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
The freaking the Jedi, J3DI. He has a spin to win. He just does Demacia. It's so good.
The Rodian looks badass.
Damn. Sorry, listeners. I know you can't see any of this stuff.
But hey, go to StarWarsHunters.com.
Yeah, it's all right there, which is just mind-blowing to me. And their news, the last piece of news that they have on here is from September 21st, 2023.
The most infuriating thing is, like, going through these profiles, it's all built out. The ults are there, passive moves, everything. And you can see them. It's not like it's this mystery of, like, oh, coming soon. They have videos. It shows you the weapons.
Yeah, like they're even talking about new characters. This was September 20th of this year, and this is a new character. They're bringing out a freaking Transdotion.
It's Transdotion, Tim, or else that person's going to come after you.
Yeah, they're bringing out a Transdotion.
Man, maybe I'll be an Utini main just for the lulz.
No, the Transdotion, he's got this really cool. He's got the
wait. Where's the Transdotion?
If you go to news, his name's Char. And he's got the skull, the top part of the skull of that cat that they fight in episode 2.
The Nexu cat.
Yeah, it's the top part of its skull is on his backpack. Yeah, they talk about, game update, September 13th. This is the news section. They talk about Char. They talk about a new map, Death Star Crossfire. New game mode, trophy case, quests, friends and parties. I don't understand.
It's got to be a console and PC port as well as the upgraded engine. One, the other, or both. That would be my two cents.
And then if you click on the Balada's bounty, it doesn't take you to... Oh, there we go. Their website's really bad. Okay. So completing events can gain you fantastic rewards. Make progress in Balada's Bounty by finishing other seasonal events and claiming a final reward running from September 14th to November 6th. What? There was an event that was going on.
How?
How?
I don't... With the...
How? How can you be a part... Is there beta testing? Then we just like... I'm so confused.
Where's my phone? I want to see if it's on the Play Store.
I don't understand. There's quests and stuff. There's UI. Like, I feel like this game is out somewhere. This is the entire episode is going to be the mystery of Star Wars Hunters.
It's not here, but if you type Star Wars Hunters into Google Play Store, it autofills with early access as one of the prompts.
Yeah, something's good. Someone somewhere is playing this game because there is an event that just finished up 2 days ago. All events during the Great Hunt season count towards progress in this event. To access the event, navigate to events using the sidebar in main menu. Rewards for completing Balada's bounty include a Sentinel and Sprocket costume, a weapon wrap, a Hutball sticker, and an Utuni victory pose.
Oh, this is on my other computer. I can't get this to you. So there is a soft launch?
No.
Yep. Soft launch has begun as of January 31st this year.
What?
Delighted to announce that Star Wars Hunters has now entered soft launch. It's available on Android devices in select markets, India, Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia.
Oh, they're doing that freaking play where they bring it out and over in APAC first.
Look, if anyone's listening,
Facebook did the same thing.
If anyone's listening and you have some inroads with this game, or Zynga, who's the publisher for the game, Tim and I would love.
I found it.
You did? You got it?
Found it. I can't install it because I don't have an Android device, but I found it.
If you send me the link, I can put it on my phone.
Tell me if you can install that.
Send me the link?
Yeah, it's on Discord.
Oh, hold on.
It was just, I was updated on the 10th too. This is mind blowing. I can't believe this game is out. So why did it get pushed back?
Is it site? Google Play? Nope. Something went wrong. Try again.
Oh yeah. So I'm on the desktop and it just says install, but it's grayed out. Interesting.
Can you do it with like BlueStacks or something?
It has over 1 million downloads.
All right. So again, if you know someone at Zynga, Boss Alien, Lucasfilm, Tim and I would love to be a part of the testing of this. Perhaps Tim would even create some content around it under the right circumstances. We could do collective content for Star Wars and Scotch. So if you're out there and you got the hookup, I used to know someone who worked at Zynga. They don't work there anymore. So, because I tried, just so you all know, in the past to get Zynga to come to GCX. Ooh, maybe we could get Hunters at GCX if it's coming out next year.
I think it'd be fun.
There you go. We'll up the ante. We're putting GCX in there.
We solved the mystery of Hunters.
I'm sure we could get other friends like Chaco and Alex and Molly and Sawyer and all our friends. Maybe we could even, you know, if Mark's allowed to try it. Chase. So, anywho. That's Star Wars Hunters. The mystery continues.
I'm just really glad that we figured it out.
Oh, man. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are back. All right. Who wants to piss Tim off first thing in the morning? Well, it might not be morning for you. So there was a panel this weekend at, what was it, Twin Cities Comic Con? I would assume so. It's Minneapolis. Yes, Twin Cities Con. And Timothy Zahn was on the panel. It was called Talking Thrawn. And I'm going to read an excerpt from this article from Star Wars News Net. We're going to let Tim run with it because Tim is our resident Thrawn expert here. But it says, after reiterating past comments in regards to how well Dave Filoni knows the character, Zahn briefly explained his view on why Thrawn seeks to bring his version of the Empire back with him from Peridia. In summary, Zahn said everything flows from his motivation to help the Chiss Ascendancy. He believes the New Republic won't be able to support that goal, so bringing the Empire back is the only way forward.
Huh.
Tim? That's from the man himself.
Read it for me one more time.
You got it. In summary, Zahn said everything flows from his... Well, let me read the first part again. Zahn briefly explained his view on why Thrawn seeks to bring his version of the Empire back with him from Peridia. In summary, Zahn said everything flows from his motivation to help the Chiss Ascendancy.
Okay,
he believes the New Republic won't be able to support that goal, so bringing back the Empire is the only way forward.
Interesting. I mean, like... getting the confirmation that he's still doing it with the interests of the Ascendancy makes me feel better, but it's never been vocalized by the character, which has always created doubt. So it's frustrating that Zahn has to get on stage to clarify the overall motivation for the character, and it's not being translated correctly through the actions or the story writing. So I'm still a little concerned for the overarching character, but overall, I'm happy to hear that from Zahn, that he is staying consistent with the character that he wrote.
Devil's advocate.
Okay.
Is it in character for Thrawn not to reveal those motivations purposefully, though?
I think there is a way for you to do it cinematically where... you know, either he's like, he's talking about it, or I don't know. I feel like there's a way that it could have been showcased, or, you know, some type of nod or mention of the Ascendancy, maybe. I don't know. I think there could have been a creative way of doing that. Him holding it back so secretively and like keeping it very close to the chest and still like carrying out these acts of for the Empire and for all this stuff, like it's just a little it's weird in the sense that there is no mention of the Ascendancy, or the actions don't feel like they better the Ascendancy, or like why is bringing back the Empire so important for the Ascendancy? Like what makes that so much better than the New Republic? I don't know. I have no idea. So like those motivations are still very unclear, and it doesn't really make sense to me. But it's nice knowing that Zahn is still keeping the Ascendancy in the forward part of his mind as he continues to write this character or advise on the character to Dave Filoni.
Okay.
So like I'm pleased as someone who really enjoys Thrawn. I am pleased to hear that things are still moving towards the Chiss Ascendancy. I always felt like it was such a weird way to go about. You have these six books and then we get Thrawn on screen and it's like, oh, it's just bad guy Thrawn. Cool. You know, it's just like there's like Thrawn is so much more than just being a bad guy. There's so much more to that character. All these adventures and everything else. Like, it's just like he's such a neat character and I want him to have more than that. So.
All right. Zahn's also writing that, don't forget that comic that comes out early next year of younger Thrawn. So perhaps more will be revealed in there. My holes in the theory, or not holes, it's not really a theory, it's coming from Zahn himself, but how does he have intel on the New Republic to know that they're inadequate?
Ooh, that's a great point, Kevin.
Unless he just doesn't know because he left at the end of the Empire and he feels like what the rebels were and have become.
He foresaw that the Empire was crumbling. And so he just made the assumption that there is a new form of government that is the good guys.
Yep. So I'm
quote unquote good guys.
I'm assuming, but I wanted to throw that out there and poke a hole in it, if you will. And then on top of it, his loyalties to the Chiss Ascendancy, what's his relationship with them at this stage? Because if he's been stuck in Peridia...
When was the last time they heard from him? You know, like the last time that they all heard from him was 20 years ago. It was the last time they talked. And when they left him on a planet in the Outer Rim, the few myth that were there, that were on his side, they were still like loyal to the house. They leave him on the planet and off they go.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. I really don't know.
I'm just throwing that out there. But I thought it was interesting that Zahn made a point to say that. I don't know what the question was. There is a Twitter thread you can read through that kind of covers the panel and things that he said. We're not going to go that much into detail, but it is out there. It does exist. So if you do want to dive into that,
Maybe Zahn is such a huge fan of ours that he wanted to make sure that we knew that that Thrawn is okay.
100%. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, hi Tim, other Tim, Thrawn, Zahn.
Oh, Tim. Mr. Zahn.
Yeah, he's Tim too, not just you. You have to share. Zahn didn't go further than that in explaining the other potential plot holes now presented in Ahsoka, but not to fear, because the author said he is more than willing to explore them if Lucasfilm calls him. The Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy only came out because, according to Zahn, Filoni had Ezra and Thrawn, quote, in his basement, end quote, and unavailable for play. That time is over. Zahn is seemingly salivating at the idea of getting back with his blue guy in that... quote, 9-year gap, end quote, between Rebels and Ahsoka, revealing how quickly he'd get to the pitch meeting. Zahn said, it's only a 10-hour drive from my house to Lucasfilm. I could do an 8, whatever Dave wants. I will write it and you will like it. After discussing this possibility, Zahn later said that he could do the drive in 7 hours. I mean, it's nice to have someone that's so into it, you know?
Yeah.
It really, 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 really is. So... you can read the thread if you go to Star Wars News Net and click on the article. The link to the Twitter thread is in there if you really want to dive into the details and check it out. Minecraft Path of the Jedi dropped yesterday, so November 7th. So if you're interested in that, it is out. Are you going to take a break from Fortnite to try it?
Not this week, but yeah, next week for sure.
So you can head over to one of the many places that Tim streams.
So many places. Not Pornhub. I won't be there. That was a joke.
That was completely a joke. Tim is not on Pornhub, but YouTube, Twitch, TikTok. Go check out Tim's stream of Path of the Jedi on Minecraft next week.
It'll be fun.
I'm surprised myself.
I don't know. Is it co-op? Before.
I have no idea. I don't know any details.
Now I'm looking.
He's looking.
I don't remember if it's co-op or not.
Also, Tim, I don't know if I've showed this to the
see co-op.
I think I did, and I got to put it up in here. I think I did show you all. This is
what? Are you going to show them your leg?
My mom's Christmas gift to me. I think it was last year or the year before. For those of you that used to watch my stream, you'll notice this puppy right here.
Oh, the Finn picture.
Yeah, I need to mount this, but.
Yeah, Kevin's mom got him a picture of his dog's head on a stormtrooper's body.
Now, he is named after Finn from the sequel trilogies because he looks like a stormtrooper. He's a Shih Tzu poodle mix with white and black features.
He does look like a stormtrooper.
So he looks like a stormtrooper. That's how he got his name. So it was only fitting to immortalize him like this. Did you figure out if it's co-op?
It's not. I didn't find anything on co-op.
Last thing we got today. This rumor dropped yesterday and blew the internet up.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. I didn't hear it.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Mm-hmm. Two days ago. Might have been 2 days ago. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, it might have been Monday. Kevin Feige.
Oh, this one.
Potentially leaving Marvel to join Star Wars.
Stay away, Dave. Just Kevin.
I'm going to say my piece here. Kevin. And then Tim can say his piece. Here's my issue.
All right.
You built Marvel up to this incredible point, and I understand you've had your troubles. The Jonathan Majors stuff did not help anything, but you've made some really crappy decisions for Marvel post-Endgame. And in all fairness, there were some pre-Endgame decisions that were pretty crappy too. But for the most part, leading up to Endgame, everything was one of the most epic sagas ever told in human history. You cannot leave this crumbling pile of shit that you've left now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And go to Star Wars. You have to fix that before you make the hop. Yep. The other thing is, why in God's name, if anyone is going to get that job, is it not Dave Filoni?
Thank you.
And in second choice, still not Kevin Feige, is Jon Favreau. Why? Who else? Who else?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to talk about the Star Wars, the Lucas South Park episode. You can go watch it for yourself and make your own assumptions and whatnot. And regardless of what side you fall on that controversy, they raised some interesting points about Kathleen Kennedy along the way. I watched the episode. And I'm someone that gives Kathleen Kennedy the benefit of the doubt when I feel it's appropriate. I do think she's made some terrible decisions. But when it's appropriate, I do give her the benefit of the doubt. And I do like to make sure that all the criticism is as fair as we can possibly make it. But this is a terrible decision. Terrible, if it's true. It is completely a rumor. Who knows? The internet's blowing up about it. But I don't think outside of Loki, anything's delivered in the past year on the Marvel side. I'm behind, so I haven't watched anything. But based on what I've seen everyone saying, that Loki's really the only thing that is...
Like Loki a lot.
Everyone does.
It's really good.
But is that, again, is that Kevin Feige or is that Tom Hiddleston?
I think it's Tom. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So, and again, I understand the Jonathan Majors stuff is causing massive issues within, you know, they had a 6-7 year plan with him to be the main villain.
Yeah.
And now they probably swapping to Doctor Doom to bring in X-Men and whatnot and Fantastic Four.
Speaking of Fantastic Four, I saw the latest one.
The second one?
I watched like the one where like they're more like kids.
With Michael B. Jordan?
Yes.
Okay.
It was bad.
Both of them were horrible.
I liked Captain America being the Human Torch. I thought that one was better.
Can they bring Chris Evans in as Human Torch from an alternate reality?
No, because he would still have to be what's his name? Steve. He'd still have to be Steve Rogers. He would still be Steve Rogers. It's just how he is Steve Rogers in other multiverses would be different. But in all of the multiverses, they've always been like the same character. They've always been the same person. They've just in visions, like they were different people, or they were different heroes, but they were the same people. If that made any sense.
Yep.
But I could be totally wrong. I honestly, they really haven't done a lot of like explanations, but everyone like he who remains. Like he's still the same person in all of the multiverses. He still has that aura. If you haven't watched Loki, then you won't understand all of it. But there's a thing about auras.
Theoretically, because he'd already played a Marvel character, just like the idea that if the multiverse were to, which in some comics included DC Universe, that Ryan Reynolds as an actor would have to play Green Lantern and Deadpool.
Yeah. I don't know, because you've got three different actors who played Peter Parker.
And they brought them all together.
So, I mean, I guess technically Steve Rogers could be the Human Torch and Captain America in the same...
What I'm getting at.
And yeah, I wonder if they could like green screen them together and they could actually be like standing next to each other.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically it could work, but I don't know. I have no idea, because the whole Loki thing is weird, because He Who Remains is still the same actor in all of these different timelines. So I don't understand.
Even Loki is, and again, I haven't seen season two, but even Loki is different in different timelines. He's an alligator in one.
That's right. You're right. Yes. So I don't know. I have no idea. Unless that's the whole point of He Who Remains is always the same person, whereas other variants can just be whatever they want. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, it kind of preys on the infinite amount of universes theory, right? That if you're X in this, you could be this, but you could also be just a slightly different variant of you.
But then you wouldn't be you.
You're not, but you look like you. You act like you, but maybe you're married in one universe and you're not in the other.
But then you still wouldn't be you.
Right. Because you're
like
you,
the genetic DNA makeup. Even if copies of you existed in other layers of reality, you would still have to be genetically the same person.
Which is why when you and Ben talk about uploading your consciousness into the cloud and becoming another person, and I always give the caveat: are you the person that And this comes
from are you the guy in the box or are you the guy who's watching?
The Prestige. That's where I get it from. Are you, which one are you? Are you the one that got uploaded?
That's the gamble you take is like, are you the guy who dies? Are you the guy who gets to carry on? I don't know.
That's the juxtaposition too of that Black Mirror episode. What's the one? Oh my God. I love that episode.
I never watched Black Mirror. I only watched the one episode. It ruined me forever.
I'll send it to you. Basically, it's the afterlife and people get uploaded into the cloud in the afterlife. It's a love story and it's one of two that have a happy ending. So I'll send you that one to watch.
Okay, good.
I can't remember the name of it. There's two that have a happy ending. Black Mirror. It'll pop up.
God, that doesn't sound right.
San Junipero. Hang the DJ was the other one that had the happy ending. Okay, that one. They have some in there that did not have a happy ending, so they need to change that list. But yeah,
Striking Vipers had a happy ending.
Yeah, sure, kind of, and yeah, whatever. It depends. That was not on the list, by the way. So yeah, I guess I don't even know how we got on that from Star Wars. But back to Kevin Feige.
I don't know.
It's because I asked Chris Evans' question.
We talked the Chris Evans thing.
Yeah, and then we went off on the tangent about the variants. And again, this is exactly why they should never do this. And I am all about
it's too much
Star Wars. What if? I think that would be a great fun series to dive into. You know, what if Obi-Wan turned to the dark side with Anakin? What if Anakin didn't get thrown in the lava and never needed the suit? Things like that. So I'm all about that. I am also all about making the original Star Wars story, the one I got you for your birthday or Christmas, into a film.
Yeah. I would like to see that as well, because there's some really interesting takes in that one.
Right. So, but beyond that, I don't think a Star Wars multiverse works.
No, it's too hard to keep track of. The Star Wars timeline is too much to keep track of, and that's linear.
Right. And the only multiverse, I'm using air quotes, audio listeners, that I would accept is the Legends canon timelines that already exist, which there's like three layers of that. And then the current canon timeline. I think that's about as far as we should go. Because if you start diving in the way Marvel's diving in right now, your brain's going to explode. But it makes sense for Marvel. It makes sense for DC. Because that's how, you know, the rumors are out now. Like Robert Downey Jr. is going to come back and be Iron Man. I don't know how. But he's going to come back and be Iron Man. And I think he's supposed to be Iron Man in one of the upcoming movies, too. So
I saw that.
But at some point, somebody else needs to be Iron Man. At some point, someone else needs to become Iron Man. If you want this to be the evergreen thing that you... This is how the comics work. Somebody else becomes that, you know? And everyone's given the game Insomniac shit this week. They're like, oh, because they announced that Miles is their Spider-Man going forward. What's wrong with that?
But that makes sense.
It makes complete sense. Like... It happened in the comic. Miles is eventually going to be in the MCU. Are you all going to cry and whine when he becomes the new Avenger and it's not Peter?
But that's how Spider-Man continues on. Like, Batman did the same fucking thing. Like, everyone does this. I don't get it.
Damian Wayne was Batman at one point. Robin's Batman at one point. Like, Dick Grayson. I mean, that's how they evolve. That's how they keep stories going.
So weird.
You know, at some point... We met Iron Man's daughter in Endgame. She becomes, in the comics, she takes the suit on. Ironheart? No, that's his wife.
No, that's his wife. That's Pepper becomes Ironheart. And
but she's part of New Avengers is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. It's going to be her. It's going to be what's her face as Kate Bishop. It's Miles. It's all of these other characters that they introduced that are the archetype of their mentor. Or their parent, or whatever you want to call it, they become that. So again, it's like just stop whining.
They can't, Kevin.
I know.
Can't help it.
And when they
can't stop,
when they can't move forward in the story, they can jump to another universe. That makes sense in comic stuff, like the multiverse. Flash. I didn't watch the movie yet, but I know it explores the multiverse of DC. That's how we got Michael Keaton back as Batman. Which, again, I accept that, and I like that they accept that there's different versions of Gotham across the multiverse. We have our fun 80s dystopian Gotham in the 50s with Jack Nicholson. That was fun. Now we have really dark. We went through the Batfleck era, which was terrible.
That was really bad.
Christian Bale's, which was based in
reality. Love Christian Bale.
Based in reality. That was the whole goal of that. What is it like if there's no like supernatural forces at work? And that was Christian Bale's Batman. And then we have this current brooding, dark, emo Batman.
What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. It's all right. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
He surprised me as Batman. The best part about that was, unfortunately, we only got a few minutes of it, was the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get, and Riddler was fantastic, and so was Penguin. I still, to this day, can't believe that was Colin Farrell.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
It's wild. So, again, multiverse works. Star Wars, I don't think, like, having three Lukes makes sense.
Not every IP needs a multiverse, either. No. Like, we have enough of it, please.
And we're already, like, the veil of the Force and everything, it's like that's enough to digest. Plus, we have 6-7, I think we're going back 10,000 years or something of history where there's so many gaps to story tell. There's characters like Mara Jade, there's characters like Darth Bane and Darth Revan and Darth Malgus, and all of these characters. Like, tell those stories. Don't start. No. And that's what scares me with Kevin Feige. He's like, well, we could make an alternate universe and I could improve Star Wars and we could redo the sequel. No.
Uh-huh.
Leave the bat alone and we'll fix it with other things. Just like they're doing with the in between 6 and 7 right now. Just leave it alone.
See, and this is why I don't think we need a Rey movie. This is why I feel like if we just kind of just, you know, go 200 years in the future, you wouldn't even have to worry about that. We could just tell the story that way instead of going up and down.
Here's what I'm going to do.
What?
If you're a filmmaker out there.
Oh, God.
And you believe that even for fun, we could get some funding to do this. I would love for you to help Tim make a Ninth Jedi movie.
I might want that.
See, he does. I knew he would. So
God, it was so good. It was such a great idea.
So if you're out there, get in touch with us and you want to be the one to make this Ninth Jedi movie with Tim. I'll help too.
Kevin's going to fund the whole thing.
Nope. 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 No, maybe after I sell my house, but not in this market anyway.
This economy.
So, yeah, if you're out there, you want to do a Ninth Jedi movie with Tim. We can make Tim the star of the Ninth Jedi movie.
No.
You don't want to be evil.
You're a great hype man, Kevin.
You don't want to be the evil red lightsaber wielding.
No.
Put some makeup on your face to make you pale and like put like... black veins under your eyes.
Let me put on like 40 pounds more muscle and I'll get back to you.
What is it? You serious right now?
What?
You need more than that?
Dysmorphia is a wild thing, Kevin. Okay, I can't help myself.
He's huge. He's huge, Chad. He's huge and he wants more. He's huge.
I feel so little.
He's huge. Well, go stream. So and I'm bringing this conversation into your chat this morning. Yeah, I'm in the mood. I'm feeling like a pot stirrer. So I'm going to start some crap and go. I'm going to go make some breakfast and I'm going to come in here and start some crap in Tim's chat.
Oh, boy.
Before I have to run all over and do a bunch of meetings today. So thank you so much for hanging out with us for episode 152 of Star Wars and Scotch. We appreciate you greatly. Make sure you head over to Tim's various channels across the interwebs. At Darkness429, that's YouTube, Twitch, TikTok. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter and all of the places. So Darkness429, everyone on the internet. Everything I'm doing is at raredrop.co, and we are Star Wars and Scotch. So you can rate, review, subscribe. It helps us immensely. But you can follow us across the board at Star Wars Scotch or Star Wars and Scotch everywhere on the interwebs. We have not forgotten. We got a lot of feedback on folks that want us to do a meetup for the 200th episode at Galaxy's Edge.
What?
Yes.
Sick.
Spotify comments, everyone saying, like, if you do a meetup at Galaxy's Edge for your 200th episode, I'll come. So if you're out
shit.
There,
that'd be so wild.
I'm throwing this out to the masses and we're going to start talking about it. We got 48 more episodes. So we're looking at probably around this time next year, maybe closer to Christmas. It might actually land on BAC, which would suck. So maybe around Christmas, or maybe we'll take like a break to purposefully do it like early January. I don't know, but it would be around then, depending on how breaks.
We'll have
work.
To figure out the math on like how do we get the most optimal day.
Yes. So, but if you're really dead set on this, maybe you live in the Southeast and you want to come down. I think we could make this somewhat of a reality and do like a group photo. And
I didn't know this was going to be a thing. I'm super excited. That's so dope. I
saw a bunch of people saying, well, if you're going to be there, I'm going to be there and stuff like that. So,
sick
200th episode, maybe. And there's rumors that they're going to do something with the Star Cruiser by then. So we'll.
What? Oh man, Kevin, we have to go.
I know. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna see if we can make this a reality. Maybe we'll invite some friends too. Get some friends down.
So yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
You're getting me all excited.
The question is, will they let us do it live?
Oh, that'd be so cool. Okay, so the amount of time you can use at a table is 45 minutes. I think we could knock an episode out.
Yeah, we would just need you have the Zoom recorder. We would just need that.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Or we could just do a laptop with two Rode receivers.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
All right. You all have a good week. We'll see you next week for Star Wars and Scotch. We're going to have our friend Elohim on soon. I'm just trying to nail down a date with him. He wants to talk about droids. He won't be more specific than that. He's like, Kevin, I want to talk about droids.
What kind of droids?
He just wants to talk about droids.
Destroyer droids.
So
interrogation droids, medic droids, droids. Sex droids.
I don't know. I'm gonna try and nail down time with LO and get him on, but he wants to come hang out and talk about droids. That's all he told us. Okay. So
droids.
We'll see LO in a few weeks probably. You all have a great week. We will see you next week. Tim?
May the force be with you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.